Good morning, everybody. This is in response to Shadow_Sun's boo about why does everybody who knows a blind person or works with a blind person or is related to a blind person think they know all there is to know about blind people? I've never really thought of this before, and I'm not quite sure of the answer, but the only thing I've thought about it a little bit since I listened to your boo, and the only thing I can come up with is that I think it's just it's ignorance, and I don't mean that in a rude way, I mean just lack of knowledge. And when they try and convince you that they know everything about a blind person, they're actually really, it's in the reverse, they're trying to show their knowledge, that they're not ignorant, but in trying to do this, they are really showing their ignorance, if you see what I mean. It's a bit of a convoluted idea, but that's what I think anyway. As regards people shouting at you, talking to you like you're not quite the ticket, you've got mental problems or something, that's just goes across the board really, and again it's just down to ignorance, and they don't mean any harm, but I agree it can be extremely annoying at times, like when you're in a shop with somebody and you pay by card, you put in your PIN number and whatever, and then they give the card back to the person you're with, which is in some cases my family or a friend or my husband. And I find that quite insulting, but they don't, again, they don't mean to be like it. It's just down to ignorance and not knowing how to approach somebody. They don't know that I hear when they take the receipt out the till and I will put my hand out. I have no sight at all, but I will put my hand out to take the card and the receipt from them. But they, I suppose they feel a bit awkward and they don't know what to do. I was on a bus recently with my husband and we couldn't sit together because it was crowded, and he sat on one of the side facing seats that faced into the aisle of a bus, and I was sitting on a front facing one, and there was a woman next to me by the window, and I had my guide dog with me, and when she wanted to get off, I didn't know this till afterwards, because she did ask me if she did tell me I'm getting off at the next stop. She didn't exactly say can you move, but obviously that's what she implied, and I didn't know till afterwards that she'd actually indicated to my husband with the hand signals, can he ask me to move? And he mouthed back to her, no, ask her yourself. I mean, he might not have said it that rudely, but I think he pointed to me and as if to say, ask her yourself, because, you know, meaning I'm not stupid and I'm quite capable of hearing and giving a compass mentis answer to a direct question. It's really difficult. It's a bit like, I don't know if you've ever seen the film, because it was a UK film, I think, called Bend It Like Beckham. And I can't remember, it was a long time since I've seen it. Well, I don't know, 8 or 9 years. And I thought it was a really good film. It was about an Indian girl, Asian, I think she was Indian. And she was really into football, but it wasn't really what her family, they didn't really agree with it. But she had a British friend, or I say that, I don't mean it like that, because I think the girl was British anyway, she was born here, but she was of Indian origin, and she had a white friend, and they hung around together, and one day the white girl took the Indian girl back to her house for a visit, I don't know whether it was for dinner or something, and the mother was so ignorant, and I mean, I cringed, because this is exactly what people are like. She said, oh, it's nice to meet you, we had a curry last week, and I still laugh at that now, because it was just such a ludicrous thing to say, but you know, unfortunately, that is what people are like. They don't mean any harm, but they just don't know how stupid they sound sometimes. And it's another situation is if you get talking to someone on a bus, they say, oh, there's a blind man lives down my road, and they expect me to know him. And I might know of him, because, you know, the blind world is quite small, and I might know there's a blind man that lives around here. I might not know his name. I'm more likely to know his dog's name than anything. But why they think I should be, A, interested, and B, know the man, when I don't know him from Adam, I don't know him any more than I know the person who's telling me, I've really no idea. I suppose they just lump us all together and assume that we all know one another. We're on the blind network. Perish the thought. Anyway, that's my opinion for what it's worth. I just think it's down to ignorance. They don't mean any harm. They don't know how else to behave. I'm talking about them like they're another species, I know, but I don't know how. I'm talking about the public generally. They don't mean to be rude. Another instance is when they approach people with guide dogs, and I've got a guide dog, and it's really irritating. If they try and distract the dog when it's working, they don't bother to ask if it's okay, which most of the time it isn't. And also, not only that, but most of the time, which is the most rude thing of all, they start talking to the dog and they don't even say hello to me. And I was in a hospital recently where I spend quite a bit of my time because of my kidney failure, not as an inpatient, but with various appointments. And I was sitting waiting for somebody, I can't remember exactly where, and a doctor or somebody who sounded like a doctor and acted like she had an air of authority about her came past me and started saying, "Oh, hello, I know I shouldn't," and all that. And I thought, you know, you really have no excuse. You're not an ignorant person. You have done 5 years or whatever it is, three, I don't know, I can't remember now. I know it's five to be a vet. You've done all this training to be a doctor. You've obviously done work experience or whatever you call it. It's not that, it's a internship or whatever. And you are a fully fledged doctor, probably even a consultant. And there you are, being as ignorant as anybody else. And I've also had these such people calling my dog a blind dog, which would be a fat lot of use to me. Anyway, take lots of care and talk to you all soon.